Constitution Avenue to H Street.
Jenny Anselmo Sarles with the National Park Service says if you cannot get down to see the tree tonight, you can see it anytime during December. The NFL appears to be working to end the controversial protest during the national anthem.
The league will contribute $89 million over 7 years to projects dealing with criminal justice reform, law enforcement, community relations, and education, according to ESPN. It's an agreement between the NFL and about 40 players who have negotiated with the league office about demonstrations during the national anthem. There is no quid pro quo, but the NFL hopes this effort will effectively end the movement. Former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick started last year when he refused to stand for the anthem. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 23,941, the NASDAQ at 68,24. In sports, the Wizards lose to the 76ers. Redskins are going to play the Cowboys tonight. WMAL will have all your game action starting at 7:30 p.m. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Inappropriate sexual behavior by Matt Lauer. Terminate his employment.
Breaking news, the inside story.
Garrison Keillor, allegation of inappropriate sexual behavior.
Enough is enough.
Depend on it. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-LONG. Or head to longroofing.com.
I drive I-66. Now I can drive into D.C. for early meetings.
Starting in December, anyone can travel I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour.
Now I can leave work and be back before daycare closes.
And I can get back for dinner.
If you're driving alone, pay a toll with Easy Pass. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex.
I drive I-66.
Get your Easy Pass today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
It's 8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town. Boy, we always get snags with the rush hour, but you've been in the hot seat this morning. DC 295 southbound, the third incident of the morning. So the heavy delays continue through Riverdale from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and from 50 through Chevrolet. So I want you to be prepared for that as you merge onto 295 right near Eastern Avenue. Crews tell me that incident involved the bus was over to the shoulder. Then beyond, as you head down toward East Capitol Street, another incident. So that makes three, the first one this morning gone. On the Southeast Southwest Freeway coming off of northbound 295 slows over around toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, 395 from the Pentagon. That's after you get through the delays through Landmark and into Shirlington. So very little breaks at 395. We're in the heavy rush hour mode now. To the Wilson Bridge, backing as you approach before St. Barnabas Road. And the crash in Beltway and Silver Spring between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard, now gone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just shy of a record yesterday. We hit 70 degrees officially at Reagan National. Today we'll take it down, but still above average. 60 clouds early, sunshine in the afternoon. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, a little bit cooler, 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 43 degrees at Reagan National. Traffic and weather sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. Read Matt Lauer's entire statement at WMAL.com. I'm Barbara Brenna, 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
Good morning. Stay tuned. Coming up here on Mornings on the Mall, we'll be joined by Jim Garrity of National Review here in a few minutes to discuss the latest in politics news, especially as we're headed towards a potential government shutdown. Will Congress figure that thing out? And then also, we could see a tax bill get through the Senate as early as today, maybe tomorrow. We'll find out what Jim thinks of all of that, all that progress coming up. on Mornings on the Mall, as well as we've got Bill O'Reilly swinging by at 8:35. We'll be talking to him. That's an important interview because he'll be getting his opportunity to react to the Matt Lauer firing at NBC News and the apology from Matt Lauer this morning. And then at 8:45 this morning, Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, ahead of their game tonight. That's all ahead. Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
And it is the season and time of a lot of traditions. And one of the traditions here at WMAL is our Fisher House Radioathon. And it is starting tomorrow and Saturday. It will conclude with a live broadcast from the Fashion Center at Pentagon City on Saturday afternoon. Here's the deal. Something different this year is you can now make your donation early. You can do it right now by logging on to WMAL.com. Now, Vince and I had the opportunity to go to Fisher House, and we just learned, I can't speak for Vince, but I just learned so much from that visit, and we got to speak to families who were staying there because they have a family member, a loved one, who is undergoing some kind of medical procedure, some kind of treatment right here in Bethesda, and this affords them the opportunity to keep the family together and to be close. Some of the patients were living in Fisher House with their families and then going for their treatment and then coming back to Fisher House. Now, you didn't get the opportunity to do that, so we're going to bring that to you so you can hear some of the stories from some of the people who do benefit from your generosity and your blessing at Fisher House.
My name is Michael Halula, and I am the proud father of a brain-injured Army veteran. One Friday night in mid-December 2007, my wife Kathy and I were relaxing at home, watching a movie, when we received a phone call that completely turned our world upside down forever.
My name is Kathy Halula. Our son David and his family were driving from Fort Carson, Colorado, to Milwaukee to be with us for Christmas. But on the way, they were involved in a devastating car wreck.
We were told that David, who was due to ship out to Iraq early the next year, had suffered a catastrophic brain injury and had been airlifted to a hospital in Greeley, Colorado. He was in a coma and unresponsive.
Doctors told us he would never fully recover, but our David proved them wrong.
He's still our David, but David version 2.0. During his recovery, David went from that hospital in Colorado to a series of medical centers for varying levels of treatment.
David spent several months at the VA hospital in Minneapolis. He received excellent care and was steadily improving.
My wife and I made that trip to visit with him nearly every month. One of our concerns was, where would we stay while we were visiting him? Fortunately, the Minneapolis Fisher House was just across the street from the hospital. It was a place where we could go at the end of the day to recover from the emotional duress that we encountered.
It was a place where we were able to lean on and learn from others who were facing similar situations. The Minneapolis Fisher House was a godsend.
I'm Ken Fisher, chairman of the Fisher House Foundation. 1% of this nation raised their right hand to defend this nation after 9/11. It's up to us to take care of their families because their families are making sacrifices that the average American has no concept of. There's going to be the mental injury. There's going to be the physical injury. This is going to go on, and treatment goes on, and family involvement goes on.
We're here to turn what is a house into a home.
We are proud to welcome Wisconsin to our extended Fisher family. All of you have made this home your home.
Count it down with me. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, everybody. 3, 2, 1, cut the ribbon.
Fisher House is a home away from home.
There will always be a need for such a haven as a Fisher House.
It's a gift of love for our veterans and their families.
Because a family's love is good medicine.
Thank you, and God bless.
So you got to hear there some of what Vince and I were blessed to be able to experience last week by actually taking a tour of the Fisher houses. And they are different. They've learned as they've gone along. You know, some of the older Fisher houses, for instance, don't have elevators in them. And then they learned, oh, we may need to put elevators in some of these. But what they do is they hide them. You don't see it. It's not obtrusive. It doesn't look like a hotel. It really looks like a home. And there's no gift too small. That was one of the things that they really wanted to stress to us, is that there's no gift too small, that for just $10, you can secure a family in a Fisher home for $10 for a day. Because as Vince, you pointed out earlier, is by law, the military can't accept things for free. So they have to charge. They have to charge Fisher
House. It's a nominal fee.
Yeah, a nominal fee. So it's $10. And, you know, it's amazing how many people donate things to the Fisher Houses as well. When we were there, in every home, on the counter in the kitchen, with these, and the homes are beautiful. They've done a wonderful job, and it truly is a home. It's a kitchen, like you would see in your home. And on the counter, a huge tray of cookies that they look professionally made. So someone had donated to every single home. So it's just like your house when you go downstairs and you've got cookies. There they were for people. They have laundry rooms. They sit because they may be there for an extended period of time. They can do their own laundry. They function right, as if it was a regular home. And one of the important things was that it gives them, it almost forces community, so they don't just sit in their room by themselves. They can share their stories with other people.
Well, I was struck, especially on that last point, most in a home that they have at Bethesda for post-traumatic stress. They have a home that's entirely dedicated for people who are going through basically outpatient care, but they get to stay inside of a Fisher House as they do it, as they go through this treatment, this course of treatments for post-traumatic stress. And the home is really well thought out. I mean, it's intentional. Everything, all the way down to the art. In fact, they had a psychologist essentially walk through the home and assess, you know, whether or not the artwork worked in a post-traumatic stress healing environment. And there was one picture on the wall, in fact, that was like a picture of a home on a hill. And apparently, this medical professional came through, assessed it, and looked and said, the picture's too cold. Meaning it doesn't evoke sort of the warmth. It doesn't evoke the warmth that you kind of want to convey in an environment where people are healing from a post-traumatic stress situation. So they added windows to the house. The painter came back in and actually changed up what it looked like. No detail is too small. They are thinking through all of these things really clearly, because the whole point is to create not only a place for healing, but a place for community. That's the reason why we're not talking about building giant skyscrapers, you know, for these families. They're building homes for these families. Homes where they can interact with people who are going through very similar experiences and help along the healing process. And it's such an important gift to our nation's heroes and their families.
So, again, I can't stress enough for you to join us for the WMAL Fisher House Radioathon tradition starting tomorrow and Saturday. And this year, you can get your contribution in early. Log on to WMAL.com right now. Click on the red banner at the very top of our page and help support America's wounded warriors and their families. Thank you. 8:15, it's time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 commuters, heaviest stretch right now, Germantown, and that is solid down to the Beltway. We had the crash right at the lane divide, so still focusing on that, unfortunately. Also coming down to the Beltway out of White Oak, 29, Colesville Road, Columbia Pike into Colesville Road, had the crash right near the Trader Joe's. Beltway topside, we are bunched up coming off of 95. In fact, those 95 delays go to each loop of the Beltway and the outer loop now around toward Georgia Avenue. Just inside the Beltway, if you're taking Connecticut Avenue down toward Jones Bridge Road, had reports of potential water main break, had some water along the roadway. Not sure of any closures just yet. Seems like we're moving through there, but be cautious. Heading through town, it has been a tough ride. DC 295, three incidents this morning southbound, essentially right from the Maryland-DC line down toward East Capitol Street. So the latest one, right as you come off of the merge from B-Dub and 50, that's still blocking one lane. And a reminder, don't forget tonight, this evening, the annual lighting of the National Christmas Tree at the Ellipse and all around the White House. Roads closed, and it does cause a huge mess early on. Some of these closures begin at noon, affecting 14th, 15th, 17th, Constitution, Pennsylvania, New York Avenues, and the list does go on, so plan for your evening with that event. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a cloudy start. It will become mostly sunny this afternoon with a high near 60. Tonight, cloudy skies early, partial clearing later, slight chance of a rain shower, low of 43. And then tomorrow, lots of sun, cooler, high of 56 currently in our nation's capital. 43 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
The SGK Gun Show returns this weekend to the Prince William County Fairgrounds. Whether you're a hunter, shooter, or collector, the Manassas Gun Show by SGK has all your modern shooting and hunting needs. That's the SGK Gun Show this weekend at the Prince William County Fairgrounds in Manassas.
And joining us now from National Review is Jim Garrity. Got lots to talk to him about. Jim, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Boy, slow news day and slow news week.
I know. I interrupt this real quick with some news, which is CNN reporting that an Army veteran now saying that Al Franken groped her in December of 2003, telling CNN that while she was deployed in Kuwait, the Minnesota Democrat cupped her breast during a photo op on one of these USO tours. So this is a new allegation popping up from CNN this morning, a fifth accuser.
It'd be interesting to find out if she has that photo, because then there's no more of this. He was just joking.
There is a photo of her posing with him, not of that moment.
Oh, okay. All right. That'd be interesting. All right. So it just doesn't end. This is crazy, Jim.
It is. The good news, I'm sure that Garrison Keillor will be willing to stand up as a character witness for Al Franken. those down home Minnesota progressives all stand together.
Jim, you're sort of assessing the culture here. Is this a good cultural moment that this like giant reckoning's going on?
Ultimately, yes. On the one hand, every time you hear about this, it is sad because someone has gone through a terrible experience. Usually coming forward and sharing the details of that experience is not an easy thing to do. People kind of, just wish it would go away, sweep it under the rug. They don't want to deal with it. They don't want to be associated with this. Most of the women who have experienced stuff like this will say, look, you don't want to be known as the one who is a troublemaker, who is an issue, who's constantly going to Human Resources Department and stuff like this. But this is also a grand reckoning and accountability. As we speak, I am working on my morning newsletter. The current headline of the first section is called Bonfire of the Grotesqueries. And I am kind of struck by the similarities in the Al Franken explanation, that he doesn't remember any of this inappropriate behavior or squeezing tushes or anything like that. But he's been in crowded places and chaotic places, and oh, gee, maybe his hand may have accidentally brushed up against one. He can't be sure. But the implication here, of course, is that he did something completely innocent, and these women are really just being fundamentally unfair to him. Now, I assume you and your listeners, have you already gone over Garrison Keillor's not quite fully plausible explanation of events that led to his dismissal from
earlier, radio?
Yeah, so, about his hand on her back.
Accidentally put his hand 6 inches up a woman's shirt when he was simply just trying to offer her reassurance when she was having a tough day. He apologized. She seemed fine with it. And then that dastardly woman just turned around and complained about him. And just because of that, Minnesota Public Radio, this place that he practically built and put on the map and had done so much for, turned its back on him. I mean, there's a gif of J. Jonah Jameson from the Spider-Man movies laughing hysterically when he hears something he doesn't believe. That's kind of the way I feel. Garrison Keillor's next complaint was, if he had a dollar for every time some woman put their hand on his tush during a photo op, he would have $100.
Oh, because he's so irresistibly sexy. You know how that is.
Garrison Keillor, I do not believe you. I'm sorry. The lie detector line is just going crazy. I just don't buy this idea that he's constantly running into women who can't keep their hands off of him, and that he made this entirely innocent, mundane gesture that this mean woman completely misinterpreted. I'm just not buying it. Sorry, pal.
One thing that is coming out of this, besides this cleansing, is I'm noticing the stark reality, and it's really being highlighted now, about the penalties and the laws and the rules that apply to those of us in the private sector versus of the ruling elite. Al Franken staying in, Conyers staying in, and I think we're probably going to see more, and they're just staying in, but Garrison Keillor out on your tush that day.
Yeah, let's point out that it's interesting you say ruling elite. We should point out, Matt Lauer is pretty elite. Charlie Rose, I think what you're saying is that the political realm, ultimately, every one of these guys are more or less stars, right? They are big names, they are celebrities. And in a lot of these places, one of the points that I made yesterday I'm going to kind of reemphasize is that the office culture that was under Matt Lauer, if you read the Variety article, if you read the New York Times article, doesn't sound all that different from the office culture under Charlie Rose, which doesn't sound all that different from the office culture under Roger Ailes at Fox News, which doesn't sound all that different from the office culture under Harvey Weinstein at his production company. And every one of those cases, the attitude is, well, look, this guy's a star. You kind of have to cut him slack. He's the one who makes the whole thing run. Yeah, he acts like this. We don't really like it, but this is, he wants to be this way, so we have to accept it. And I think that's, well, I think that's an extraordinarily dangerous and toxic mentality to have. It is almost a royal mentality, right? This is the divine right of kings. He's allowed to do that because that's who he is. But ultimately, in the private sector, you do answer to somebody who's the CEO, who then suddenly realizes, oh my goodness, I've made the entire organization at risk for a giant harassment lawsuit. We have to hold this person accountable. Who holds John Conyers accountable? Ultimately, it's the voters. And, you know, he's a guy who wins, you know, what, 90% of the vote every single time. I suppose eventually you could see enough pressure from his colleagues to resign. I don't think that's, if that's happening, that snowball is rolling very slowly down the hill. And in the case of Franken, you know, we'll see. For all these guys, there's always been this, well, we'll kick it to the ethics committee.
Right.
And in about 2 years, they'll say something, well, after, you know, 2 years of review, we think he may have behaved inappropriately.
Yeah. here's your censure. Good luck.
Yeah, exactly. Here's a sternly worded memo.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Permanent file.
Thank you very much, Jim Garrity, as always, for joining us this morning.
Always enjoy, guys. Take care.
823 on WMAL.
Looking for a home improvement company in Northern Virginia that you can trust? This is Chris Plant. I recommend Roofing and More for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. In 1997, I started the first micro distillery in the state of Texas with my dog, Dog Joe, at my side. We're still working with dogs out at the distillery after all these years. Learn more about how dogs are a part of life here at Tito's Handmade Vodka at vodkafordogpeople.com. Tito's Handmade Vodka is made from corn and naturally gluten-free. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Tito'sVodka.com.
Tax reform would make America's businesses more competitive. Mike Birchie is president of Camcraft and employs 300 workers in Illinois.
We believe that tax reform can help the economy grow, help the economy grow faster. If the economy grows faster, companies like ours invest more. We hire more. Wages go up.
Call 1-877-959-2775 and tell Congress to deliver real tax reform. Standard message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
8:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, and we go to Jamie Witten, who's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, first, let's go around the Beltway, Maryland. We're 95 to George Avenue. We have the volume, of course. We have that every morning. And then Inner Loop in Bethesda. Now to the Wilson Bridge, backing near St. Barnabas Road. A little bit of volume heading into New Carrollton, but lanes open there. And the Virginia Beltway, as you come out of Springfield toward Annandale, slowing at the earlier morning crash, had been near Braddock Road. To the Legion Bridge, lanes open this morning, and we're looking at just some of that stop and go near the toll road. Now, let's get you into town. We've been a bit of a struggle here. Understatement, DC 295, several incidents this morning, southbound 295 between Eastern Avenue and East Capitol Street. Currently, looks like lanes are open. Now it's about getting through it out of Chevrolet and Riverdale, so extra patience for sure because you need extra time to get through those backups. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief, and to relieve your muscle cramps in your legs and your feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just shy of a record yesterday. We hit 70 degrees officially at Reagan National. Today we'll take it down, but still above average. 60 clouds early, sunshine in the afternoon. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. A little bit cooler, 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 827 on WMAL.
Ever wonder how home improvement companies can just give away half their inventory with buy one, get one free offers? Fact is, these deals are misleading and usually result in higher prices on inferior products. At Paul Henry's Windows, you'll get the best value on every window installed every day. Plus, you'll get straightforward, honest pricing on the industry's highest quality windows, including Marvin, Anderson, and Softlight. Let Paul Henry's Windows earn your business today with a no-pressure estimate. Go to paulhenryswindows.com. That's paulhenryswindows.com.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name, and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our proven, repeatable, and sustainable process sells more homes, sells homes faster, and makes more money for our clients than any old-fashioned traditional agent. Over $12 million in savings so far. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. Isn't it time for you to smile easy?
Don't forget about this year's unused Flex Spend dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 703-503-9490. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Bill O'Reilly, and we're going to get his reaction to Matt Lauer being fired, considering Bill O'Reilly had to sit through a very uncomfortable interview with Matt Lauer about 2 months ago about his sexual assault allegations. It's going to be interesting. It's 8:30, and WMAL News is coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL,
a Cumulus station.
News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news brought to you by Mervis Diamond Importers. New this hour, a fifth woman accusing Senator Al Franken of inappropriately touching her. Stephanie Kemplin, an Army veteran, says Franken groped her during a USO tour in 2003. And new details surfacing now against Matt Lauer, even as Lauer releases a statement apologizing.
10 current and former employees telling Variety that Lauer was fixated on women, especially their bodies and looks, and was known for making lewd comments verbally or over text messages.
Correspondent Brian Stetler. Meanwhile, Congressman John Conyers' accuser, Marion Brown, tells NBC's Today show.
It was sexual harassment, violating my body, propositioning me, inviting me to hotels with the guise of discussing business.
The 88-year-old Conyers has refused to step down. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 23,941, the NASDAQ at 68,24. In sports, sponsored by Leidos, Wizards fall in Philly 118-113. Tonight, it's the Redskins in Dallas. You can listen right here at WMAL starting at 7:30 this evening. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It pays to know smart people. Do you know an innovative IT professional who wants to make the world healthier, safer, and more efficient? Visit Leidos.com/refer and send in their resume. If they get the job, you get $2,000. That's Leidos.com/refer.
Join us at the Mervis Diamond Trunk Show this weekend. You'll see more diamonds and jewelry than ever. Best of all, we're giving once-a-year reductions and huge savings. When? this weekend only. Where? Mervis Diamond Importers in Tysons. With gorgeous Mervis styles, we offer diamonds, rings, bracelets, and ear studs at affordable prices. Save up to 40%. Don't miss the Mervis Diamond Trunk Show. Mervis Diamond Importers, this weekend only. Financing is available. Full details and registration at mervisdiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. With the holiday right around the corner, you should be expecting a special visitor. While this special visitor really appreciates milk and cookies, what he really wants is a safe landing. Is your roof up to the challenge? Winter months are settling in fast, and it's time to start thinking about what needs to be done before the first snowflake hits the ground. Does your roof need reshingling? Does the flashing need to be looked at to prevent leaks? When the first snow starts to melt, winter leaks are exposed. Leaks cause unnecessary damage to plywood and your home structure. Investing in your roof before the winter is the best choice. In the spirit of holiday giving, for a limited time, New Look Home Design is giving our customers 50% off all roofing materials. Buy 1 square foot of roofing shingles, get 1 square foot free. Call 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Protecting your home and providing safe landings for years to come.
They stand for freedom across the world. But when our wounded service members come home, many have a long road ahead. That's why there's Fisher House.
We go to war one way, we come back a little different.
When you donate to Fisher House, you not only support our military, but their families as well.
90% of our rehab and healing is having the support of our family.
Join Leonardo in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Donate today at WMAL.com, keyword Fisher House.
What's in a name? If you relentlessly push the cutting edge in air and defense products, systems, and services, your name should reflect that. It should be synonymous with the kind of innovation that comes from investing 11% of your annual revenues in research and development. That's why we at Finmeccanica have transitioned to Leonardo. Inspired by one of history's greatest innovators, it's a name we're proud to bear, one that leaves nothing to question. Get the full story at leonardocompany.com/EN.
It's time to deck the halls in here so you can help them get out there. For families who love the great outdoors every season, the only place to go this season is Cabela's Christmas Sale. Save $100 on a CZ USA 712 G2 semi-automatic shotgun. Take 30% off Cabela's casual apparel and save 25% on all buck knives. Plus, don't miss Saturday 8 a.m. doorbusters. Find great deals for everything on their list. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
It's 8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Connecticut Avenue at the Beltway. That's where we have troubles in the northbound direction. The crash has now stopped all traffic. So if you're coming northbound, say past Jones Bridge Road, and you're sitting in that stop and go traffic, you'll be able to, if you're in that far right lane, if it's moving, get onto the inner loop. But everyone stopped beyond that, cannot get onto the ramp to the outer loop. So you're in delays and obviously stop traffic as crews try to sort things out. Now, southbound, as you come out of Kensington and passing Beach Drive, heavy volume, and that's to check out all the activity on the northbound crash of Connecticut. On 270 southbound, it's been a slow go. Germantown down to the Beltway had the earlier crash near the lane divide near Montrose, making the trip into Virginia. 395 now coming off the Beltway to Landmark. Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge, quite slow there. Had been dealing with some activity trying to get toward Leesburg on Route 7. The incident was 7 just past Route 9, Charlestown Pike. So do watch still some of those flashing lights, the distraction. South of Luckett's 15, still quite slow. The crew said they weren't working anything there. Just expect extra time, please. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just shy of a record yesterday. We hit 70 degrees officially at Reagan National. Today we'll take it down, but still above average at 60. Clouds early, sunshine in the afternoon. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. A little bit cooler, 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 39 in Leesburg, 36 in Olney, 43 at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Think think about those five women and what they did. They came forward and filed complaints against the biggest star at the network they worked at. Think of how intimidating that must have been, how nerve-wracking that must have been. Doesn't that tell you how strongly they felt about the way they were treated by you?
That was a question posed in mid-September by then Today Show host Matt Lauer to Bill O'Reilly. He is the former host of the O'Reilly Factor on the Fox News Channel, also the author of Killing England, and joins us now. Bill, when you hear that now, and you're, and we'd like to just get your reactions in general to the Matt Lauer firing, what do you think of the tone of that question in light of what we now know and what he's apologized for?
Well, Matt Lauer did his job. His bosses at NBC wanted those kinds of questions asked. I went on his program to promote Killing England. That was the first day it was out, and subsequently the book has been a huge smash, and I appreciate you mentioning it. I don't really have any feeling about the Lauer case specifically because I don't know what happened. And that's the point I want to make on this program today, this morning. What Americans should really want in all of these cases is justice. Justice. Justice for the victims, and justice if the allegations are false. That's what every fair-minded American should be seeking. Do you guys think that's what's going on in this country now? Do you really think that's what's happening?
Well, when we watch these allegations, oftentimes you assess from the perspective of, you know, a lot of these are past the statute of limitations, for instance, and you're left with what you've had to do in much of your career, which is gather the facts and then render judgment about the available evidence. And as you kind of look at some of the accusations against, say, Harvey Weinstein, do you feel like some of these guys have crossed the threshold into this is clear, they are sexual aggressors, and they should be punished?
Certainly. If you look at evidence, documented evidence, like a police sting in New York City on Weinstein, then certainly you can come to conclusions about what did or did not happen. And Americans do that all the time. But right now we have a big, chaotic hysteria. And rather than standing back and saying, all right, each case is different, each case is unique, we're not doing that. It's being used for political purposes. It's being used to destroy careers. It's being used to punish people. It's being used to get money. There's all kinds of things in play. And now you're going to see a turn on Capitol Hill in a big, ferocious way. You're going to see that Donald Trump is going to be back in this. It's going to be really, really horrendous for the country coming forward. You can just see it. The setup is happening right now.
But how do you compare the treatment you received versus the treatment, for instance, John Conyers is receiving? Do you see a difference between the treatment between politicians and the response to them and the politicians to people like you?
There's one similarity between Conyers and myself, and that is that we both say we didn't do anything untoward. Right? That's the only similarity. I was one of the first on these things, and what happened to me was that after Roger Ailes, the boss of Fox News, had to leave the company, there was a flood of lawsuits coming into Fox News, which they settled. And dozens of men were named. But because I was the biggest name, that got into the media. And because Media Matters and George Soros and all those people wanted to take me out, which they had been trying to do for 20 years, that became the headline. So Conyers, he's basically in a position where we don't know what happened. But again, Nancy Pelosi one day says, well, due process, we have to give John Conyers due process. And then 24 hours later, after she gets hammered, she's trying to get him out of office. So if people can't see the hypocrisy of this, I just don't know what to say anymore. And I want to address one more thing that happened on your radio show yesterday, WMAL. You had Brent Bozell on. You guys aware of this?
Yes, on the Larry O'Connor show yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Yes, right. And Larry O'Connor has been fair on this thing, in my opinion. But Bozell then comes in and says, O'Reilly started to sound like O.J. Simpson because he's not suing people. He's saying he's innocent, but he's not suing. Well, I am. And our strategy has changed. But while I was sitting in the chair at Fox News, I could not do that.
Now you were. Now this has come up before, I believe, even during your Matt Lauer interview, which is to say, I think he asked you about this, and didn't your response consist of something like, if you bring this type of suit, defamation suits against accusers, that the end result is that sort of the granular details would become accusations launched against you by the media?
You can't win this kind of stuff, all right, if you're a famous person in America. So Donald Trump said, well, I'm going to sue all my accusers, all right? He's not going to win unless he can prove that they actively lied.
So are you bringing suit against your accusers?
I have only filed one suit. We have my team. I put together a very, very strong legal team. We already filed one. And we're ready to go because at this point, I work for myself. I'm on BillO'Reilly.com. And we have presented unbelievable evidence on our website, exculpatory evidence, that we also gave to the New York Times, which they did not print. All right. So if somebody's going to come at me now, they're going to line up at court. I can't do this in the media, unlike your program, which is fair. I'm not going to get a fair shot. I'm not. And every famous person needs to know this. I want to say one more thing about the victims in these cases, because as I said, this is going to continue now into a realm that this country's never seen before. There are people who have been mistreated in the workplace for centuries. And that should never happen. I'm in the union. I'm in SAG-AFTRA. And we have protections in our union. But nobody should be abused in the workplace. No one. All right? And I feel very, very strongly that people who are mistreated should have a protection mechanism. Because it is true. It is true. These things do happen. We've seen them happen.
Bill O'Reilly, in the case of the accusations against you and those in which you've settled, were there any times, did you ever mistreat anyone in the workplace?
I did not.
Okay. So let me ask you.
I resolved three situations in 20 years. Three in 20 years, and I did it to protect the people around me and to protect the company.
If I could, I'd love to ask you about Roy Moore. What do you think of the accusations against him, and is he being treated unfairly?
I do not know Mr. Moore. I've never spoken with him. He denies the accusations. The women that have come forth look credible to me as a journalist. All right? If I were in Alabama, I would not vote for him. But again, it's not. I'm not in there. There's not stuff under oath. So that's all I can say about that.
In the 30 seconds we have left, I think everyone agrees with you. We want to see some kind of system of some kind of due process to make sure that these allegations are
absolutely
valid. What do we do, especially for something that's 40 years old, 10 years old? How do we do that?
You know, it's an excellent question, and I just don't know because the press will not stop. It's conviction by headline. And the lawyers know that. They know there's an industry now that files these suits. For every one you hear, there are 1,000 you don't hear. And I just don't know what the solution is in a free society. But people need to be aware that judgments made on press accounts are wrong.
Yeah. On that note, Bill O'Reilly, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate the time that you've spent with us this morning. Thank you. And the book is Killing England, The Brutal Struggle for American Independence. I started reading it. It's a good read. 8:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, change for the better on Connecticut Avenue, northbound at the Beltway, just beyond the exit for the Beltway. That's where we had all travel lanes stop for about 20 minutes or so. Major delays continue, but again, you can get through. It looks like only the left lane remaining block, so you are able to get up to each loop exit onto the Beltway, off of northbound Connecticut Avenue. Obviously, southbound as you come out of Kensington, just be prepared at some rubbernecking delays slowing. Now, on the Beltway, College Park, have a crash and no help on the scene. It's right in the center of the roadway, and actually here comes the MDOT truck. This is going to be outer loop of the Beltway as you merge off of 95 toward New Hampshire Avenue, and really looks like just one car, but it's reported as an accident, so it might be a quick broken down to get out of there. But in the center of the road, now MDOT truck's there for everybody's safety. Earlier, I heard Vince and Mary talking about all the activities that will happen down near the mall and the White House later on with the annual lighting of the National Christmas Tree. I really need to give you the heads up. If you've not experienced the lane closures and the afternoon rush hour, you need to prepare in advance. It does cause a huge mess as far as all the roads closed in that area. Constitution, Pennsylvania, New York Avenues, 14th, 15th, 17th Street. So stretches all around the ellipse. So plan for that. Road closures start at noon. And there's also a Capitals game tonight at 7. So that'll add the extra volume. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We do have some overcast around this morning with sunshine will break out, especially into the afternoon. So I'm going to go with developing sunshine. 60 degrees down from yesterday, 70, but still above average. We'll clear tonight after a shower chance early, 43. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow, 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 43 degrees at 848 on WMAL. Song means that there's somebody in the house, and that somebody be Larry Michael. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
And we're doing great. Big game coming up, but playing the Cowboys. One of the things we often talk to you about is injuries on the Redskins, but it looks like you guys may be up against an equal in the injury department. The Cowboys are without some linebackers due to injuries. How does this help the Redskins?
Well, I mean, Sean Lee's their best defensive player, so it obviously doesn't hurt having him out there. But this rivalry is such that, you know, I think you can take all the injuries and you got your guys who are going to back them up. They're going to step up. Luckily for the Redskins, I think they've gotten some guys back over the last couple of weeks, slowly but surely. Jordan Reed still is ruled as out. A couple other guys are out. These are two teams that are in the same spot. They're 5-6, and they're right on the edge of playoff contention. And the winner of this game moves on with a quarter of the season to go. We're still having a shot, and the team that doesn't win this game is going to need some type of miracle to make the playoffs. So a lot on the line tonight here in Dallas.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, two back-to-back Thursday games, two NFC East opponents. You know, they obviously had the Redskins beating the Giants last week, but now taking on the Dallas Cowboys. This referendum really is going to be about the playoffs and maybe, Larry Michael, the biggest game of the season here for the Redskins.
Yeah, no question. You can hear it right here on WIL tonight. Kickoff is at 8:25, pregame show at 7:25. But Dallas has lost three straight, and they've lost two straight at home. So you just have to wonder, you know, what's going on with that football team. It's worth noting their best offensive player, Ezekiel Elliott, is serving a six-game suspension. He will not play today, so tonight. So it should be exciting, no doubt about that. A lot on the line, a lot of drama, and, you know, regardless of who's injured. We had a Redskin rally last night with about 350 Redskin fans here in Dallas. We do it every year. And so the Redskins fans will be well represented at the AT&T Stadium tonight.
Fantastic. Well, sounds like we're in for a good game tonight, Larry, and I got my fingers crossed. Thank you so much for joining us. Have fun.
Thank you, guys.
It's 8:50 on WMAL.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducting combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You need people like Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
This week at Mattress Warehouse, mattresses starting at just $99 in stock to take home today. With over 30 queen mattresses for less than $799, they've got a mattress for every budget. Visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse store near you.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
More evidence now that slow and steady wins the race. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Losing weight is never easy. Keeping it off even harder. But if you want to up your chances of success, drop those pounds little by little instead of all at once. The author of a new study out of Mass General says best recommendation for patients based on this research is to actually try and keep their eating pretty similar day to day. So things like planning ahead, prepping food for the week on Sunday, and reducing the frequency of eating at restaurants can help with this because they reduce the chance of making impulsive decisions about what to eat. What's important is figuring out what's going to work for you. There is no one diet or exercise plan that's going to work for everyone. Once you find success and start to see the results, you're more likely to stick with what you're doing. Just don't rush it. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
NFL fans, go to NFLShop.com today and check out all the hottest brand new officially licensed Nike apparel and New Era team headwear.
What did they do?
Looking for just the right gift? NFL Shop is the perfect place to find a gift for yourself or others. Oh! Choose from the largest assortment for all 32 teams anywhere.
It don't get no better than that, baby.
NFLShop.com is your source for the best selection of NFL products. Go to NFLShop.com.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
One of the difficulties in attempting to time the market is knowing when to sell. While exiting the market after it hits a record high may seem like a good strategy, who knows how many new record highs we may see in the next 12 months. Hi, this is Chase Hinderstein from the Wise Investor Group. Don't let the whims of the stock market dictate your financial strategy. By working with your financial advisor, you can build a financial plan about what's really important, your specific financial goals.
Chase Hinderstein and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
8:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great day, Jamie.
You do the same, and right now we're buzzing around the Beltway. Well, not really, but the good news is the incident that was reported right near College Park turned out to be a broken down car, and crews quickly put that over to the shoulder. Nonetheless, though, still expect delays. I'm watching this volume off of 95 to each loop of the Beltway, and that outer loop, we're still in the thick of the rush hour over around toward George Avenue. If you heard me talk about the closure of Connecticut Avenue, no longer closed. It's open northbound Connecticut Avenue at the Beltway, and like that, the delay's just about cleared out, so you can take that. Shouldn't cost you too much extra time. 270, we're good out of Frederick and down to Clarksburg, but beyond Clarksburg, still have the volume. Germantown to the lane divide, heading into town, DC 295. We had three separate incidents this morning between Eastern Avenue and East Capitol Street. The latest that was on the shoulder near Eastern Avenue is gone. Still very slow out of Chevrolet, but the delays out of Riverdale have cleared out, so you're okay on the BW Parkway until you get to that split for 295. $29.95. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Not a relief muscle cramps in your legs and your feet. Use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little overcast around this morning. Today, 60 with developing sunshine. Maybe a shower early tonight as clouds come back, 43. Tomorrow, sunshine and cooler as we enter December, 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 44 degrees at 8:57 on WMAL.
If you missed the boat on the hot real estate market, I hear you, but don't worry because my friends over at Renter's Warehouse make renting your home easy, fast, and worry-free. And get this, it could make you more money in the long run. It's Larry O'Connor to explain that Renter's Warehouse is the master of rent estate. Their pros will market your property, find great tenants, collect the rent, and handle any maintenance coordination 24/7. They'll even warranty your tenant for free. Also, you can rest easy and get the value your home is really, really worth. With property management at just $99 a month, you can be sure you're in good hands with Renter's Warehouse, especially in a slowing market. Visit renterswarehouse.com today and sign up for a free home rental price analysis to find out how much your home will rent for. Or call a rent estate advisor today at 202-897-2822. That's renterswarehouse.com or call 202-897-2822.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
At the Big Screen Store, the savings continue with the 7 days of Cyber Week, with the lowest prices of the year extended through Sunday. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa! A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. It's the 7 days of Cyber Week. The lowest prices of the year continue through Sunday, only at the Big Screen Store.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
All right, Christmas tree lighting today, and we'll see this, if the Senate can light up that tax bill finally.
Yeah, with the Christmas tree lighting, some of you may want to just, you know, bring a sleeping bag because you may never get out of the city tonight.
Yeah, maybe a half day for those of you running downtown. Man that never takes half days, only three-hour ones. Chris Plant, here he is.
I was going to say, wait a minute, I think some people might dispute that. All right, well, once again, nothing going on. We've got James Clyburn says Congress should be held to a different standard, sort of. And, you know, Al Franken and Matt Lauer, we got all kinds of stuff.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. New accusations against Senator Al Franken. 41-year-old Stephanie Kemplin, an Army vet, says Franken groped her during a photo op on a USO tour in 2003.
She said, when he put his arm around me, he groped my right breast. He kept his hand all the way over on my breast, and I remember thinking, is he going to move his hand? Was it an accident? Was he going to move his hand?
Correspondent MJ Lee fired NBC Today show host Matt Lauer releasing a statement this morning.
The last 2 days have forced me to take a very hard look at my own troubling flaws. It's been humbling. I am blessed to be surrounded by people I love. I thank them for their patience and grace.
That's Savannah Guthrie, his former co-worker. Correspondent Brian Stetler releasing new details of allegations against Lauer.
A former NBC employee telling the New York Times that in 2001, Lauer summoned her to his office, locked the door, and sexually assaulted her. She says she never reported the incident because she felt ashamed and feared losing her job.
Former Fox News host Bill O'Reilly, himself forced out over sexual harassment allegations, tells WMAL's Mornings on the Mall he holds no animosity toward Lauer for grilling him, saying he was just doing what his bosses wanted.
I don't really have any feeling about the Lauer case specifically because I don't know what happened. And that's the point I want to make on this program. What Americans should really want in all of these cases is justice.
Also on NBC's Today Show, Marion Brown, the woman accusing Congressman John Connors of sexual harassment.
He invited me into the hotel, and he has undressed, you know, down to his underwear. And again, it was the proposition of sexually satisfying him.
The 88-year-old Conyers has said he will not step down. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe set to release his final budget in December. It'll be some last-ditch efforts on a few fronts.
Despite his previous attempt getting rejected, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is putting Medicaid expansion into his budget once again.
I'm very optimistic Medicaid expansion passes because, remember, we had two Republicans vote for it before, so at the worst case, we're at 49.
Thanks to Democrats' big gains in the House of Delegates, he says to Republicans,
enough's enough. It's not going away. Congress tried to end it. It's not ending.
He's also including increased funding for Metro, but only if the district in Maryland agree to give more as well and agree to a proposal to shrink Metro's board of directors.
If you don't do it, the response or the failure of Metro will fall upon other jurisdictions. It will not be Virginia's fault.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.